Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Media News Podcasts. Media News aims to be an authentic voice, bringing you real truthful stories from the Middle East, with a particular focus on the Kurdish question that is often ignored, self-censored or suppressed by the mainstream media platforms. In July of this year, Media News published pictures and videos taken by Kurdish fighters of a dark green Turkish army artillery shell that had been dropped on the fighters in northern Iraq by Turkish helicopters. The shell was crumpled and dented as it had been dropped from a great height and had failed to explode on impact and was still intact. Emblazoned in large yellow letters, stenciled right across the artillery shell, were the words ammonium nitrate. Videos have also been published on Kurdish media of the dead bodies of Kurdish fighters, clearly exhibiting injuries seemingly consistent with allegations of chemical weapons use. Other videos have been recorded by Kurdish fighters and published in the Kurdish media showing what looks to be like clouds of white gases coming from the entrances of tunnels and caves of the mountainous terrain in northern Iraq, where the fighting has been at its fiercest. Turkey is a signatory to the 1997 Chemical Weapons Convention. The convention aims to eliminate an entire category of weapons of mass destruction by prohibiting the development, production, acquisition, stockpiling, retention, transfer, or use of chemical weapons by the signatories to the convention. However, Kurdish fighters and commanders have been consistently reporting that Turkey is employing the use of chemical weapons in the military operations that it has been carrying out in northern Iraq against the Kurdish forces in the Zat, Avashin and Mateena region since April of this year, and are calling for urgent international investigations. As recently as the 4th of September, there were yet again reports of Kurdish villagers who were struck by artillery shells reportedly fired by the Turkish army near the city of Zako, and who also reportedly suffered symptoms such as burns and vomiting. This was also documented by a Christian human rights organization, the Christian Peacemakers Team, working in the region. Claims that Turkey have used chemical weapons, or indeed accusations that Turkey has committed systematic war crimes against the Kurds, are not, of course, new. And there are infamous videos that can be accessed even online of Turkish soldiers openly executing Kurdish women fighters and pictures of Turkish soldiers posing for trophy-like photographs. And quite widespread, I have to say. So this week, to talk about this issue, we're very honoured to be joined by Dr. Gisela Pentecare of the International Physicians for the Prevention of Nuclear War, or IPPNW. Dr. Gisela Pentecare is a physician living in Germany, working as a family doctor, and member of the peace organisation International Physicians for the Prevention of Nuclear War, or IPPNW. IPPNW is a non-partisan federation of national medical groups in 63 countries, representing doctors, medical students, health workers, and concerned individuals who all share the goal of creating a more peaceful and secure world free from the threat of nuclear annihilation, and I would imagine free from chemical weapons. The IPPNW was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1985. During her long and distinguished career, Dr. Pentecare has worked as a family doctor, and her work is now mostly with refugees. For more than 20 years, with a group of physicians and social workers, she has traveled to the Kurdish region of Turkey and met with many different organizations, mainly human rights workers, physicians, lawyers, social workers, and lobbies on the Kurdish issue in Germany and Europe. Dr. Gisela Pentecare, a very warm welcome to our Media News podcast.
Thank you.
So we'll just go straight in with the first question. So there have been these consistent and increasingly more frequent and repeated allegations of the use of chemical weapons by the Turkish army in its latest military operations against the Kurdish fighters of the PKK in northern Iraq that began in April of this year. These allegations are voiced by military commanders in the area and the field, and have also been backed up with various videos and pictures. What is the IPPNW's position in regards to these allegations and calls by the Kurdish side for investigation by international bodies.
Yes. It is, we are an organization of medical doctors, and everybody expects us to be specialists in chemical weapons, but of course we are not. And looking at those pictures, of course, nobody, that is no proof. There is many, many signs that make us think that there is chemical weapons used. And of course, we join the Kurdish people in asking the international bodies to prove that. And we think it is very important for us as well, because Turkey is a member of the NATO. And if a member of the NATO is using chemical weapons, of course we cannot be quiet to this. Our politicians cannot be quiet to this, but they are. They just don't see it. So what we can do is always ask again and again and again, please let the OPCV people, W people, go there and check it and prove it, or prove that it's not true.
Yeah. So, I mean, if there was sufficient hard evidence of the use of chemical weapons by the Turkish military, what would this actually mean in terms of any violations of international conventions that are signed by Turkey?
It's a sad experience of the last years that international conventions are signed, but they are not followed in many contexts. We always talk about our values, but we forget them. They are not clear, or we don't respect them anymore. There are many other things. Letting people die in the Mediterranean is one, and there are many, many other proofs that the international conventions don't mean much to our politicians.
And this is, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, it's a bitter experience. But anyway, we have to try and prove and try and ask them to go on and do their job.
I mean, theoretically, what should it mean if one of the signatories to the conventions against chemical weapons? I mean, what theoretically should it mean, or would we like it to mean if any country was found in violation of the treaty?
We saw when the OPCW was in Syria and they found out. Well, they said there must be sanctions, but there already was hard sanctions and nothing happened. So the question is, what kind of sanctions can be given to a country like Turkey that does not harm the people, the normal people who are not the ones who are guilty? So it should, yeah, I think there are quite some sanctions. You could exclude them from the NATO in the highest point, and that's, I think, what should be done.
Yeah,
I mean, at least you should never give them any weapons anymore. We support them with weapons in many ways, because they are NATO partners. If they are no more, they shouldn't get any weapons anymore, as long as they are a war.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I 100% totally agree with you. So, I mean, over the years, Turkey has obviously been found guilty in various arenas of a whole range of human rights violations, and especially in regards to what we know as the systematic destruction of over 4,000 Kurdish villages and towns in the 1990s. And the full-scale military assaults on Kurdish cities such as Cizre, Şırnak, Nusaybin, and the historic quarter of Diyarbakir, Sur, amongst so many others in 1915-16, resulting in the forced displacement of hundreds of thousands of Kurdish civilians and allegations of war crimes against civilians, including the burning alive of civilians in the basements of Cizre, together with the crimes committed in Afrin and Sirikane and so many other places. But as you say, Turkey never seems to face sanctions by the international community. Not only this, but actually the international community seemingly support Turkey with these actions. How can we try to explain this extraordinary situation? I mean, has Turkey been given a license to kill with impunity by the international community?
It sometimes looks like it, yes. We have been in Cizre in March 2016 and have seen and experienced the whole damage and the damage that it has done to the people. They were hardly able to speak because it was so cruel what happened there. And we come back and we report and we ask our politicians, our foreign minister, and they say, oh, it's the Kurds, they are terrorists and we have to fight against terrorism. So as long as we don't manage to get rid of this PKK terroristic issue, everybody has an excuse. But even terrorists are human and it's not allowed to treat them with chemical weapons or with any other cruel things, I think.
I might perhaps just take the opportunity, Dr. Pentaker, to ask you, after the most recent German elections, is there any reason for optimism for Kurds and Kurdish rights activists in any sort of meaningful change of the German government in regards to the criminalization of the Kurds?
I'm sorry that I'm pessimistic again. Of course, there's always hope. But I'm afraid everything will go on like it did before. Nobody really clearly put a stand during the election campaign. And now they will have to make a lot of compromises. And the main goal will be not to get more foreigners to Germany and not to strengthen the right-wing people and all this kind of thing. And I'm afraid. But of course, we try to mix in these coalition talks and to talk to the elected people we know, and we know that they are on our side or on the side of the Kurdish people. But how far they can manage to get a stand in the new coalition, we will see.
Thank you for that. And will the International Physicians for the Prevention of Nuclear War, will they be raising these issues in any arenas?
Yes, we will. Always.
Yeah,
fantastic. Of course, Afghanistan now is the top topic, the main topic.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, we will have to talk about it in every group of people, of politicians, of public we can reach, and we will do. It often is a bit difficult with the Kurdish people living in Germany who want us to be more visible. That's right, we should. But often the when they gather, it's a lot of Kurdish people speaking Kurdish and a very few German visitors who are always the same. You can't hardly see them. So it should be possible, it should be necessary, or it will be necessary to better work together to make it more visible that there are a lot of people in Germany who don't want these things happen.
I 100% agree with you. And to be honest, I have such utmost respect for people like yourself who have, over the years, have dedicated a lot of their time to looking at these issues and trying to raise the solidarity and support within the wider German population. Because I know that it's not easy, and you've alluded to some of those difficulties in your comments, but the greatest respect to you and to everybody who continues to try to raise these issues under such difficult circumstances, because I know the realities, and I know some of the sacrifices that many people make because of it. And thank you so much for that. I'd just like to give you the opportunity, as somebody who has so much experience in these issues, of, is there anything else that you would like to add just before we end this short interview?
Yes, maybe. Because when we are so sad or without any courage or without hope, and then we meet our Kurdish people in Turkey, who are in a much worse position than we are, who are really threatened, and they always give us strength to go on because they are so great and they are so courageous and they never lose hope in all these years. And I think that's just incredible and amazing. So they will keep us go on.
I totally agree with you. And also in memory of those people who have made such greater sacrifices, who are in jail or who have indeed lost their lives. Dr. Katella Pentikere of the International Physicians for the Prevention of Nuclear War, so many thanks. It's a great honor to have you on our program. Thank you for joining us and sharing your views today. And I'd like to hope that we can invite you back on the podcast again to discuss other topics.
Thank you. Anytime. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.